Simple steps, really. The biggest one is two-factor authentication. With two-factor authentication, that essentially will ask for an additional ID. So as well as your username and password, it will then sort of generate a one-time password or an app that you have to go and authorize. Other things to do as well is that many businesses, if they have a dedicated IP address, they can actually lock down certain parts of their system so it's only accessible from that IP address. Also as well, getting into the habit with passwords. Don't use the same password on different sites. Try and not use birthdays and pets' birthdays and things like that. And also as well, make sure that the software that you're using within your business is always updated to the latest versions. Those are just simple steps that anybody can take. Just be aware of suspicious activity as well on your network. Now, suspicious activity could be something as crazy as suddenly you start receiving a lot of spam emails. And whatever you do, don't click on any link within an email, even if you know where it's coming from. Still physically go and visit that website, or if you receive an email through an invoice that's attached that you weren't expecting from a customer or a supplier, don't reply to that email. Pick up the phone and say to them, look, did you send me this? Because the likelihood is, certainly with phishing emails, that's how they get you. As soon as they've got you to click, it's just an open door policy for them then. So there is simple steps that people can take to try and prevent it.